Session number 10109, reel 3.
Coming back, master, reel 3.
There'd be no object in getting oneself into trouble by approaching openly a soldier of the Western sector's forces. And again, there was an unlikelihood that they could do anything at any rate, because the methods of escaping had to be done in a clandestine way, and an open approach to soldiers in uniform, either American or French or British, was obviously an unproductive way of approaching it.
Did any of them, though, ever approach you to change money illegally?
No. Although I did hear of people who had been approached, I wasn't myself. Because I think, again, because the vehicles I went across in were marked military police, they again thought that police were unlikely to be any more friendly than their police were.
Did they ever attempt to buy Western goods from you?
No, because, as I say, my visits were usually in company with another couple, and my wife came with me. And so we just did what we wanted to, and then we came back again. I mean, we did maintain patrols in the Eastern Berlin sector, but only the occasional patrol.
Coming on to West Berlin, did you speak much to the citizens there about their attitudes?
I spoke to one or two of the burgomasters of the various districts, but again, the subject was really rather abortive, because the situation was so set that variations or solutions just weren't, and in my limited German, which was very limited, and their possibly limited English, it was not really a very fruitful conversation, that subject. And although we could talk about generalities and how nice the town, the city was, those sort of chats were not productive at all.
Did you have any personal contact with your opposite numbers on the East German or Russian side?
Not the East German, no, but on the Russian side, as I say, this Colonel Sergin, who was at Bargelsberg checkpoint, he was my contact for anything, any problem on the Autobahn or any problem affecting the three powers that they wished to complain about to the Russian High Command.
What relationship did you have with him?
Oh, reasonable. We acknowledged our own limitations on what we could do. But one incident can illustrate this, that with the speed limit on the Autobahn, the only person who was entitled to exceed that speed limit was our general officer commanding. And I used to escort him down there in my car. And we used to go at a very high speed down the Autobahn, and thus cutting the minimum time by about three quarters of an hour. One time, I said to my driver, let's go back at the same speed and see what happens. So we came back at this high speed, and we arrived at the Babelsberg checkpoint about an hour after we'd set off. And the Colonel Sergin came out and he spoke to me and he said, you've not been very long, Colonel. And I said, no. And I said, looking at the sky, I said, it looks like rain and I want to get home. And he smiled and said, okay, go on. So, I mean, it was that sort of tolerance that he wasn't... he accepted the fact that as I'd gone down that speed with entitlement, there was no really reason why I, who he knew, But if it had been somebody else he didn't know or hadn't spoken to him first, there would have been a complaint which I'd have had to have sorted out.
So you had quite a human relation.
Yes, quite a human relation. I mean, he was, whenever we made a complaint, he'd always say, "Ah, yes, but I'm only the garrison commander here. If you want to make this complaint, you have to put it through the official channels." He would never obviously take any decision on his own.